At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
So producer Dan went to summer camp, and he's brought back some funny audio we just heard from Alaz. So much reaction from people to Alaz and his positive vibes.
I mean,
he's
really
a star.
Great advice. Solid, solid ways to meet friends. What to do with your spare time. All of it.
From the 351, did Alaz just give me a therapy session this morning?
Yeah.
Adults overthink stuff way too much. No.
I'm grateful.
From the mouth of babes.
People are crying over Alaz this morning. And then, and in a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And we also want you to, if you have a summer camp you want Dan to come visit this summer, please reach out to us. You can drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com, or drop us a text here in the studio. And
yeah.
and Dan might come visit you at your summer camp.
That's right.
Yes,
Dan never got to go to summer camp as a kid. He went to sports camp. Mm-hmm. Now we have some more audio from camp. And what is this one about?
So this one, I wanted to share another one of the adorable campers with you. This is a 4-year-old girl named Rose who walked up to me with her face completely painted like a leopard in her bathing suit.
Yeah.
And we just chatted for a minute.
Now my hands are all wet.
Oh, you got wet hands? Hi, what's your name?
Rose.
Rose, how old are you?
4.5.
4.5? So, Rose, this is actually my first time at camp, and I'm a little bit nervous. Do you have any advice for me?
Just try to be not nervous.
Try to be not nervous? That is good advice. So what are, like, the bigger kids, like the biggest kids at camp? How old are they?
16.
So I'm probably going to be the oldest person at camp today. How old do you think I am?
100.
100?
You are getting crushed, Dan.
That's just not. That's... No, she didn't mean it.
Alaz thought you were 56. Alaz thought you were what, 56?
50-something.
Yeah,
Rose. He cast a wide net in the 50s.
Rose, you're 100.
I'm dead already.
100.
100, you're not too far off. At what age do you think you're old enough to be able to do whatever you want all the time?
6.
You think you can be able to do whatever you want at 6?
Yeah, but my line is leaving.
Oh, your line is leaving. All right, I'll wrap this up. You're a busy person, huh? Yeah. She's like, hurry up.
It's almost all inside.
Okay. Do you have friends at camp?
Yes.
Would you let your friends borrow $5 if they asked you?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't know.
Can I borrow $5?
Why?
Because I need it for gas money.
But I don't have money at school. But I have money at home.
You got money at home? Okay.
I have a piggy bank that has so many coins.
How many coins do you think are in there?
1,500.
Wow, that's a lot of coins.
Because I steal some coins from my brother.
Oh, you steal coins from your brother?
Yeah.
Does he know?
No.
He might know now.
No. He does not.
All right, and Rose, the last thing. If you could give everybody in Boston a piece of advice for summer, what would you give them?
Puppies.
That's great advice. Everyone's happier with puppies.
I know.
All right, Rose, I know your line's leaving. You can run away now.
Puppies.
Where's the lie?
She did admit to theft on the air, but I don't think she knew what she was incriminating herself.
That little laugh of hers.
She steals coins from her brother.
It just, yes, thank you.
That's how the rich get richer.
Thank you, Dan.
And now, the next thing, the final clip, is it was Spirit Week at Leslie Ellis Summer Camp.
Okay.
And they do something different every day for the kids at Spirit Week. Like, they have a bounce house one day. And
right.
The day I was there, there happened to be a dunk tank.
No kidding.
Yeah, which I had no idea about going in.
Okay.
And then Emily, the director there who was showing me around, said, I heard you were going to get in the dunk tank. And I said, I didn't even know there was a dunk tank.
Emily, you're a narc.
So you suggested that producer...
I did not at all. So I'd been in contact with Emily setting up the visit. And she said, we're actually going to have a dunk tank that day. And I said, why don't we just not mention that? That's all I said. Dan's a grown-ass man. He can say no.
Bro, I would have wore a bathing suit and flip-flops if I would have prepared.
And you know what, Dan? That's an MB. And I'm sorry. I didn't think that one all the way
through. I would have wore... I'm in Nike socks.
My bad.
Socks,
I'm sorry.
And this... like a pair of shorts that are not dryable and a belt.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of here for it.
So she's like, do you still want to do it? I was like, well, I can't not do it. I'm here.
Because you're a good sport.
So I take my shoes off, and I take my socks off, and I put them like behind like a bush to try to keep them out of the way.
Right.
And I take my shirt off, and she was nice enough to give me a Leslie Ellis summer camp shirt.
I see that. You're so a camp counselor now.
So I could go home in a dry shirt.
Well,
so then only my pant, like only my shorts would be wet.
Right.
So I go over, I get in the dunk tank, and then this is what happens.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. No baseball players. No baseball players. You got to throw with your offhand. Oh, ho, ho, ho. No, you got to be quicker than that.
Uh-oh. All right, baby. The smack talking.
Come on, Kevin. Oh, it's windy out here. I get it. The grass is slightly tilted. Oh, she looks like a pitcher. Oh, no. Come on, Leslie Ellis. It's hot up here. Oh, that one made me nervous. I didn't see a ball.
Did somebody just hit it anyway?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to smack talk the kids, so a counselor just hit it with his hand and dropped me in. I didn't see it coming.
Tens across the board.
That one made me nervous.
Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, if you play C, there's a drop of it.
Somebody just punched it.
Yep.
What I love is the kids laughing.
The laughing is just
is
for
the
me.
Best.
I didn't see a ball.
That is so good.
I didn't even get to use my good heckles. They dunked me. I was like, hey, Tina, maybe you're left-handed.
Well, you know. We'll be doing something similar to this on Friday, so bring them there. Bring them there.
Oh, so good.
Damn, it was so good.
It was a lot of fun. Shout out to Leslie Ellis in Arlington that let me come by.
It was a great time.
And again, if you want producer Dan maybe to come to your summer camp this summer, we're going to do this for the rest of the month of July. Drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com, morningshow@mix1041.com. Or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, because once I got out of the dunk tank, which I couldn't figure out how to get out of, because I've never been in a dunk tank and there's not like a ladder. And I'm like, I'm not an athlete. I was like, how do I get out? You're just stuck in there. You have to do the show there for the rest of the week. So I finally get out of the dunk tank, and I go over, and I'm soaked. The shirt that they gave me, I'm just covered. I went completely in over my head because I didn't see it coming.
Right.
And I go over to get to my dry clothes, and one of the children had moved the sprinkler for the slip and slide. And now the sprinkler, like the water, is all over my shoes, all over my socks, all over my dry shirt.
No good deed, Dan.
So now my dry clothes are wetter than my dunk tank clothes. So I drove home barefoot because my shoes and socks were so wet in the bathroom in the trunk no shirt on.
But not before calling me. And the first words were, so dunk tank, huh, Kennedy?
You know how weird it is to drive without shoes if you feel the pedal on your foot?
I drive barefoot all the time. Oh.
50-something.
Ah! Thank you for clipping that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.